All right, so you're here because you want to understand open educational resources,
OER.
OER,
Yeah.
in California's community colleges.
Right.
And honestly, who doesn't love free learning materials?
That's a good point.
So today we are going to be dissecting two sources,
Okay.
the ASCCC OERI website and their 2022 financial report.
That's good.
We're going to find out just how big of an impact OER is having.
Okay.
What roadblocks are they facing?
Yeah.
What does the future hold?
It's a pretty fascinating landscape.
Yeah.
We've seen incredible growth in OER adoption,
Okay.
but there's also a lot more work to do.
So let's start with the growth.
Okay.
The ASCCC, the Academic Senate for California Community Colleges,
Right.
they've been championing OER through their initiative, the OERI,
Yes.
and they've documented a pretty impressive upswing in usage.
Absolutely.
Right.
Their faculty surveys show like a near tripling of OER usage
Wow.
from 2013 to 2017.
Okay.
Now, of course, we have to acknowledge that the surveys might have reached different types of faculty each time.
Right.
The earlier one might have attracted more of those early adopters, you
Yeah.
know,
Ugh.
the folks who were already really passionate about OER.
Yeah, like the people who are the first to ditch cable for streaming.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But still, even considering that a threefold increase in just a few years is huge,
Yeah.
it really shows how quickly things can go from being like a niche idea to becoming mainstream.
Totally.
That classic tipping point,
Uh-huh.
that moment when something innovative becomes the norm.
Yeah.
And the OERI is really working hard to push OER towards that widespread adoption.
That's great.
Yeah.
But it sounds like they're dealing with some major challenges when it comes to tracking just how far OER has spread.
One of the biggest hurdles they highlight in their report is the lack of a centralized reporting system.
Okay.
Think about it. We're talking about potentially millions of dollars in savings for students,
Wow.
but we don't have an easy way to measure the exact impact.
So millions are being saved,
Right.
but we don't know how much.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
That's got to be frustrating.
It is.
I mean, it's great to know that students are saving money, but wouldn't it be even more powerful to be able to point to concrete figures?
Absolutely. And the OERI is making this a key point in their advocacy efforts.
Okay.
They're really pushing to get that centralized reporting system implemented.
Okay, that makes sense. So on the one hand, we have this like amazing potential for savings, but on the other hand,
Yeah.
we're still struggling to get a clear picture of the full impact.
It's a work in progress, but it gets even more interesting when we look at how colleges are handling the
Right.
zero textbook cost or ZTC marking requirement for courses.
Zero textbook cost.
Yeah.
That sounds promising.
Right.
Tell me more about that.
So there's actually a law in California
Uh-huh.
that requires colleges to clearly mark courses that don't require students to purchase textbooks. That ZTC label is supposed to be like a beacon for students, like a quick way to identify courses that won't break the bank.
That sounds amazing. So
Yeah.
students can just look for that ZTC label
Right.
and know that they're good to go.
You'd think so, right?
Yeah.
But here's the catch.
Okay.
The report highlights that there are some real inconsistencies in how colleges are interpreting and implementing this requirement.
Wait, are you saying that some colleges are making it easy to find these affordable courses
Yeah.
while others aren't? What's
Yeah.
going on there?
It's like some colleges are handing you a detailed map to find the treasure,
Okay.
while others are making you wander through a jungle blindfolded.
Oh, wow.
The OERI is working to bring some consistency to that map making,
Okay.
which would be a huge win for students.
So students need to be aware that just because a college offers ZTC courses doesn't mean they're going to be easy to
Yeah,
find.
you can't just assume.
Right.
And it's not just about convenience,
Okay.
it's about equity. If some students can easily find those affordable courses while others have to jump through hoops, it creates an unfair advantage.
You know, it's interesting because we often think of OER solely in terms of cost savings,
Yeah.
but it sounds like there's a much bigger picture here.
There is, and this is where things get really exciting.
Yeah.
It's not just about cheaper classes. Research is showing that OER can actually lead to better student outcomes.
Hold on. Are you saying that OER is not only cheaper, but it actually helps students learn better?
There's evidence to suggest that.
That's a game changer.
It is pretty remarkable.
Okay, but what's the mechanism behind that?
Right.
Is it simply that students are less stressed about finances?
Well, that's definitely part of it.
Okay.
When students aren't struggling to afford textbooks, they're less likely to be working extra hours,
Right.
skipping meals,
Uh-huh.
or even dropping out because of financial strain. But it goes deeper than that.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Think about it, OER Students have access to the course materials right from day one. They don't have to wait for financial aid to come through, hunt for used copies, or try to share a textbook with classmates.
Yeah.
They're not starting the semester already behind.
Makes total sense when you put it that way. It's like removing a huge barrier to entry, you know?
Exactly.
Traditional textbooks feel so outdated in today's world.
Yeah. We're
constantly online.
Right.
So having learning materials that are readily available digitally just seems so much more natural.
You're spot on. And OER can go far beyond static textbooks.
Okay.
We're talking interactive simulations.
Wow.
Multimedia elements.
Uh-huh.
Even customizable content that can adapt to different learning styles.
So it's not just about cost. It's about aligning learning with how students actually learn best in this digital age.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
And I bet the OERI is fully on board with this evolution.
I would hope so.
Remember those projects they're funding?
Yeah.
Many of them are focused on developing OER that are not just free, but also engaging, interactive, and accessible to all students.
Speaking of accessibility,
yeah,
we've touched on it briefly, but it's so crucial.
It is.
Especially in the context of OER.
Absolutely.
We need to make sure that these materials are usable by everyone,
right,
regardless of their abilities.
And the OERI is deeply committed to this.
Okay, good.
They're providing training for faculty on accessibility best practices.
Uh-huh.
Meticulously reviewing OER for compliance.
Okay.
And even collaborating with developers of open source homework systems to improve their accessibility features.
So it's not just about slapping any old free material online and calling it a day.
No, definitely not.
They're being really intentional about quality.
Right.
Accessibility and overall effectiveness.
Exactly. It's about quality, not just cost.
Which is where those discipline leads come in, right?
Yes.
The folks who are essentially curating OER for specific subject areas.
They play a crucial role.
Yeah.
In sifting through the vast ocean of open resources.
Yeah.
And identifying those that are truly high quality, relevant, and aligned with California's curriculum standards.
So as a student, I can feel confident that if I'm using an OER recommended by the OERI,
right,
it's been vetted by experts.
Exactly. And this is just one way the OERI supports local OER efforts at colleges across the state.
Okay.
They've also created a network of OER liaisons.
Oh, wow.
These are faculty members at each college,
okay,
who are dedicated to promoting and supporting OER adoption on the ground.
It sounds like they're building a real grassroots movement.
They are.
Empowering faculty from the bottom up.
Precisely. And they're not just leaving these liaisons to fend for themselves.
Okay.
The OERI is providing them with ongoing support through webinars,
right,
workshops, even one-on-one consultations.
Wow.
They're fostering a real community of practice around OER.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And it's not just about faculty, right?
Right.
The OERI is also actively trying to involve students in this movement.
They are. In fact, they have a really interesting student impact project underway.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
It involves OER liaisons from 9 different colleges.
Okay.
Who are working together to develop a student textbook impact survey.
Okay.
This survey will gather data directly from students about how textbook costs affect their lives.
So they're getting firsthand accounts of the financial burden of textbooks and the impact of OER. I love that they're centering student voices in this work.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The goal is to use this data to advocate for even more support for OER initiatives.
Okay.
They're also planning to create student storytelling videos that really highlight the lived experiences of students who have benefited from OER.
That's brilliant. You know, it's one thing to talk about research and statistics,
right,
but hearing those personal stories can be so much more powerful.
Absolutely.
It really brings the issue to life.
It's all about connecting with people on an emotional level.
Yeah.
And that's something the OERI seems to be doing very well.
So they're gathering data, they're sharing stories, and they're building this incredible community around OER.
Yeah.
It's really impressive what they've accomplished in just a few years.
It really is. And they're not stopping there.
So what's next?
They're constantly innovating, looking for new ways to address the challenges of textbook affordability.
Right.
And amplify the benefits of OER.
It's truly inspiring to see their dedication to creating a more equitable and accessible education system.
Yeah, it's great work they're doing.
Speaking as someone who's been a student and knows the struggles of textbook costs firsthand,
right,
I'm really excited to see where this movement goes next.
Me too, and that's actually a perfect segue into our next topic.
Okay.
We've explored the current landscape of OER in California.
Right.
What does the future hold?
That's what we're going to uncover in part two.
Sounds good.
We'll be back in just a moment to continue our deep dive.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Welcome back to our deep dive into the world of open educational resources.
So we're picking up where we left off, exploring the impact of OER and all the incredible work the ASCCC OERI is doing.
Yeah, to make education more affordable and effective.
And in this part,
yes,
we're focusing on something super crucial.
Okay.
How is OER affecting students, not just their wallets, but their actual learning experience?
Right. Because saving money is great, but if it means sacrificing quality,
yeah,
or effectiveness,
right, then what's the point?
Exactly. Luckily, the OERI's financial report highlights some really encouraging findings.
Okay.
They point to research that shows using OER can actually lead to higher success and completion rates for students.
So it's not just anecdotal evidence. There's actual data backing this up.
There are multiple studies, both within California's community colleges and nationwide, that demonstrate this positive correlation.
Wow.
It's pretty compelling stuff.
Okay, but how does that actually work? What's the mechanism?
Yeah.
Is it just that students are less stressed about finances?
It's likely a combination of factors.
Oh.
Reducing that financial stress definitely plays a role.
Okay.
I mean, when students don't have to shell out hundreds of dollars for textbooks, they're less likely to, you know,
right,
skip meals, work extra hours, or even drop out due to financial strain.
Right.
But it goes beyond that.
Okay. I'm all ears.
Imagine being a student who can't even afford the textbook on day one.
Right.
You're already starting behind playing catch-up.
Yeah.
OER removes that barrier.
Right.
It gives everyone that equal chance to succeed from the beginning.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
It's like leveling the playing field right from the start.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you think about it, traditional textbooks can feel so outdated.
Yeah.
I mean, we live in a digital world, so having learning materials that are readily available online,
right,
just seems so much more natural.
Absolutely. And OER can be so much more dynamic than those static textbooks.
Okay.
We're talking interactive simulations,
yeah,
multimedia elements.
Cool.
Even customizable content that can adapt to different learning styles.
So it's not just about cost. It's about aligning the learning materials with how students actually learn best in this digital age.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
And this is something the OERI is actively supporting.
Okay.
Remember, those projects they're funding, many of them are focused on developing OER that are not just free, but also engaging,
right,
interactive, and accessible.
And accessible is,
yeah,
a key word here.
It is.
We've touched on it before,
right,
but it's so important.
Absolutely.
Especially in the context of OER.
You're absolutely right. The OERI is laser focused on ensuring that all OER they support,
okay,
are accessible to students with disabilities.
Good.
They're providing training for faculty on accessibility best practices,
mm-hmm,
reviewing OER for compliance.
Right.
And even working with developers of open source homework systems to improve their accessibility features.
Wow. They're really going above and beyond.
They are.
So they're not just throwing any old free material online and calling it a day.
No, definitely not.
They're being really thoughtful about this. Right?
About the quality, the accessibility, the overall effectiveness.
Exactly. It's about quality, not just cost.
Which is where those discipline leads come in, right?
Yeah.
The folks who are essentially curating OER, yeah, for those specific subject areas.
Right. They play a vital role in sifting through all that material out there.
Yeah.
And identifying those resources that are high quality, relevant,
right,
and aligned with California's curriculum standards.
So as a student, I can be confident that if I'm using OER recommended by the OERI,
right,
it's not just some random thing someone threw together.
Exactly. It's been vetted by experts.
Okay, great.
And this is just one of the ways the OERI is working to support local OER efforts at colleges across the state.
Okay.
They also have this amazing network of OER liaisons.
Oh, yeah.
These are faculty members at each college who are dedicated to promoting and supporting OER adoption.
It's like they've got this whole grassroots movement going on.
Yeah.
Empowering faculty from the ground up. Exactly. And these OER liaisons are getting support from the OERI through, you know, webinars, workshops, and even one-on-one consultations.
Wow.
They're really becoming the champions of OER at their respective colleges.
It's so smart. They're building that capacity within the colleges themselves.
They are.
And they're not just focusing on faculty.
Right.
The OERI is also trying to engage students in this movement, right?
They are. In fact, they have a really interesting student impact project underway.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
It involves OER liaisons from 9 different colleges.
Okay.
Working together to develop a student textbook impact survey.
Okay.
This survey is going to gather data directly from students about how textbook costs affect their lives.
Wow. So they're getting the student perspective on the financial burden of textbooks and the impact of OER.
They are.
I love that they're centering student voices in this work.
They are. Mm. And the goal is to use this data to advocate for even more support for OER initiatives.
Okay.
They're also planning to create student storytelling videos that highlights the real-life experiences of students who have benefited from OER.
That's brilliant. You know, it's one thing to talk about research and statistics, but hearing those personal stories can be so much more powerful.
It is.
It really brings the issue to life.
It's all about making that emotional connection. And that's something the OERI seems to be doing very well.
So they're gathering data, they're sharing stories, they're building this incredible community around OER.
They are.
It's really impressive what they've accomplished in just a few years.
It really is. And they're not stopping there.
That's great.
They're constantly innovating, looking for new ways to, you know, address the challenges of textbook affordability.
Right.
And promote the benefits of OER.
They're clearly committed to creating a more equitable and accessible education system.
They are.
And I'm really inspired by what they're doing.
Me too. It's encouraging to see this kind of dedication
to
making education more affordable and effective for everyone.
So we've covered a lot of ground here, from the impressive growth of OER adoption to the positive impact it's having on student success. But as with any movement, there are always challenges to overcome, new frontiers to explore.
Absolutely.
What does the future hold for OER in California?
That's a great question, and one we'll delve into right after a quick break.
Sounds good. Okay, and we're back. Wrapping up our deep dive into open educational resources in California's community colleges.
We've explored the impressive growth of OER and the impact it's having on students.
Right. But now it's time to look ahead. What does the future hold for this movement?
Well, one of the key things the OER emphasizes in their report is sustainable funding.
Okay.
They've achieved a lot with the initial funding they got from the legislature.
Right.
But to really make OER a permanent part of California higher education, ongoing support is critical.
So it's not just like a one-time thing.
Right, exactly.
We need to keep investing to make sure that OER is a real option for students and faculty.
It's an ongoing process, and that's where advocacy comes in.
Okay.
The OERI is actively working to educate policymakers about the benefits of OER and why we need more funding.
Okay.
They're also trying to change policies to remove barriers to OER adoption and make it easier for faculty to actually choose open materials.
So it's like a multi-pronged approach.
It is.
You know, securing the funding, changing policies, and really making a strong case for OER at all levels of government.
Exactly. And they're not just focusing on state-level policy.
Okay.
They're working with individual colleges to encourage OER policies and support systems at the local level as well.
So it's like a top-down, bottom-up approach.
Yeah.
Creating that supportive environment for OER.
Exactly. And this actually brings us to another really important part of the OER's vision for the future.
Okay.
Collaboration.
Collaboration.
They see it as absolutely essential for OER to be successful in the long run.
We've talked about this a little bit before, but can you tell me more about what that looks like in practice? What does it actually mean for colleges and faculty?
Well, it means encouraging colleges to share resources instead of each college trying to do everything themselves.
Right.
It also means getting different departments to work together to create OER that could be used in lots of different courses.
So instead of like each professor creating their own OER for intro to psychology, you could have a team of psychology faculty from across the state working together.
Exactly. That way you're getting input from a bunch of different people with different expertise, and you're creating something that's more likely to work for lots of students.
It's a much more efficient approach.
It is.
And it sounds like the OERI is already doing this through their funding programs.
Yeah. And they're also working to build better connections between community colleges and the CSU system.
Okay.
Which is so important because if students are using OER in their community college classes, it would be great if they could keep using those materials when they transfer.
That just makes sense, creating a smooth path for students, making sure they have access to affordable materials throughout their education.
Exactly. Removing those financial barriers and creating a more equitable system.
Mm.
And the OERI is working with CSU faculty and administrators to try to make that happen.
It's great that they're thinking about the long term.
Yeah.
You know, not just the immediate impact, but really embedding open education in everything.
Absolutely. And this leads to a really important point.
Okay.
The OERI's work is about way more than just making textbooks cheaper.
Right.
It's about creating a more equitable and accessible system for all students.
It's about making sure that everybody has a chance to succeed no matter what their background is or how much money they have.
That's it. And that's where the OERI's focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion comes in.
Right.
They're not just supporting any OER. They're choosing the ones that are culturally responsive and accessible to all learners.
So it's about making education not just affordable, but relevant and inclusive.
Exactly. And that's why their work is so important. They're really trying to solve some of the biggest challenges in education.
Uh-huh.
And they're doing it in a way that's really inspiring.
I completely agree. I've learned a lot today.
I'm glad.
So before we go, what's the one big question you want to leave our listeners with?
That's a good one.
Something to think about as they learn more about OER.
How about this? What if all courses had high quality and free learning materials that were easy to access?
Wow.
What kind of impact could that have on you, your community, or even your field?
That's a really powerful question and one that we hope will inspire people to take action. So everyone listening, please check out the ASCCC OERI website.
You might be surprised by what you find.
There's so much out there to explore.
Happy diving.
And that's it for our deep dive into open educational resources in California's community colleges. We hope you enjoyed it.